From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Not guilty to plea from a 22-year-old Tennessee man accused of brutally beating a man in Eureka who died 12 days later. 55-year-old Brett Keiling had recently moved to Eureka from Indiana when he was found in an old town alley late last month. He died at the hospital from his injuries on October 8th. Cuffed in connection with the incident, Connor Whitehead, who's charged with murder with use of a deadly weapon, in this case, a club. Tuesday afternoon, Fortuna Police and Fortuna High School received information of a possible plot between two Fortuna High School students to harm other students at Fortuna High School. The two students were quickly detained and information found on them indicating validity to the original report. The students were taken into custody. Currently, they were being held in juvenile hall. Officers served search warrants at both of the juvenile suspects' residences and continue to actively investigate. Well, early Wednesday afternoon, an officer with the Eureka Police Department saw a gray Toyota truck traveling southbound in the center turn lane at about 60 miles an hour near the 2700 block of Broadway. The officer tried to catch up to the Toyota, but before the officer could do that, the truck was involved in a traffic collision with two other vehicles and a light pole at the intersection of Broadway and Truesdale Streets. As a result of the impact, the driver of one of the victim vehicles sustained minor injuries. No other injuries reported. The driver of the suspect vehicle was taken into custody without further incident and identified as 40-year-old Donald Curley of Redway. A search of his vehicle uncovered a large sum of cash. Curley is charged with felony evading and reckless driving. No word on why he was driving that way. Wednesday morning, the sheriff's office conducted a follow-up on a previous report of a missing person near the 3000 block of Sawmill Road in Garberville. Deputies from the Special Services Division, also the Criminal Investigations Division, and the Sheriff's Search and Rescue Posse responded to the area of Sawmill Road in Garberville to conduct a search for that missing person. It had previously been reported that a man had left the residence on foot and had not returned. While conducting a search of the area, deputies located the male who was deceased. The investigation is ongoing. Yesterday morning, Arcata Fire responded to a residential structure fire, the 2200 block of Eastern Ave in Arcata. A neighbor noticed smoke coming from an attic vent and contacted the neighbor, who called 911, reporting an electrical fire in a bathroom fan. First arriving units found fire in the bathroom ceiling fan extending into the attic. The fire quickly contained to the area immediately above the bathroom. There were no injuries reported. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.